Our church recently is speaking of what they call the new evangelization. Recent years in our own diocese, perhaps you've seen the poster in the front of many churches, "Open wide the doors for Christ." We see in the gospel today a rather fitting description of how you might open doors widely. And John the Baptist is the one who does it. It's actually a rather appropriate description. Prepare the path of the Lord, make straight the way, fill up the valleys, the mountains and hills shall be brought low, the winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough roads made smooth. You could call John the Baptist a highway constructor, I guess. His job is to get a straight path, an easy path, an open path to God. Now we sincerely have to ask, is that what we do? I wonder how many people have even stopped looking our way or would think of entering our churches because they, for years, have not felt invited or welcomed here. Not this church in particular, all of our churches. I think actually this is a rather welcoming community. But in general, that is not the image, I'm sorry to say, of the Catholic Church in most of the world. Most of the world sees us as an exclusionary institution, always deciding who is not worthy, who cannot come, who is not ready to come to the communion table. This doesn't sound like filling up the valleys and making the road straight and lowering the mountaintops. In fact, we make the mountaintops higher and the valleys deeper. People in second marriages do not feel welcome here. Gay and lesbian people do not feel welcome in Catholic churches. I suppose a Protestant might feel welcome, but maybe they wouldn't even want to come. I don't know. So we in our own way have decided who's in and who's out, who's up and who's down, who's right and who's wrong. I hope none of us assume that because we're sitting here this morning, we're right. Do you? I hope that none of us, because we're sitting here this morning, feel that we're worthy to come to this communion table. I'm not worthy. I don't think you're worthy either. Worthiness is not the issue. It's a table for the needy, for the hungry, for the poor. And it seems to me we have not followed the invitation and the mandate of John the Baptist to make the way smooth. The job of religion is to make it easy for people to understand and to draw close to the very thing they were made for. You were made for union with God. There's a natural compatibility between the human person and God. And it is not our place as priests, our ministers, our church, to create an obstacle course. To say, you are not on the path. Jesus in his ministry uses even people's sins to open up their heart and to bring them closer to God. But we decide who is the sinner and who is not the sinner when in fact, as Paul says in Romans, all of us are sinners. And who do you decide? Who is more sinful? Who is less sinful? What sins, in fact, do we overlook? And what sins do we concentrate on? It's very interesting that we're not very consistent at all. And in this, we are not like John the Baptist. So let me just read it again. And notice that it's a voice crying in the wilderness. In other words, crying out in the middle of Grants and Gallup, where no one's going to hear it because no one's listening. A voice cries out in the desert, prepare a way, a path for the Lord. Make straight this path. Fill up every valley. Bring down every mountain and hill. Every winding road shall be made straight, and the rough path shall be made smooth. Brothers and sisters, that is our task, to let all of the brothers and sisters of the world know that the path to God, as Jesus said, is easy and light, and I'd like to add, natural. For you to know God and to love God and to be close to God is the most natural thing in the world. And we don't need to create hoops to jump through and say, if you jump it correctly, then maybe, possibly, God will like you. The good news is God already likes all of you equally and forever. Those in this room, and believe it or not, even those outside of this room. You are just those, hopefully, lucky enough to know that. To know the good news and never to turn it into bad news.